Good afternoon. A warm front is only slowly moving through interior New York and New England today, so we're pretty much socked in with a lot of low clouds, fog, and scattered rain showers. Otherwise, a band of heavier rain has approached from western and central New York, and most of us will see some heavy showers and perhaps some rumbles of thunder as we head into the early part of the afternoon. At the same time, a wave of low pressure and a cold front is approaching from the west. This will initiate additional bands of showers, embedded heavier thunderstorms, and perhaps even some strong wind gusts as we head into the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening hours. The best chance for stronger thunderstorms will be behind the warm front, where temperatures reach into the lower 70s, primarily from the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. Areas that stay north of the front will be more stable and cooler, but still manage to reach into the middle and some upper 60s through the afternoon hours. After the cold front passes by, the showers and storms will gradually wind down tonight. Skies will remain cloudy overnight, and low temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60. So we'll open up Wednesday with some clouds around. High pressure will build in, drying us out with increasing sunshine during the day. It'll be milder with highs right around the 70-degree mark. As we get into the day on Thursday, a new cold front will approach, but it'll be a weaker one with less moisture to work with. So we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with just the outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and temperatures out ahead of this cold front will be in the upper 70s. Behind the front, we'll look for mostly sunny skies and pleasant weather on Friday with highs back to the mid-60s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in over the weekend, so we'll have a warming trend back to 70 with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. A weak front could touch off a shower or storm on Sunday, otherwise dry and partly sunny in the upper 70s, and it looks like we'll reach into the lower 80s by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Rosa is weakening as it lifts quickly northeast and approaches southwestern Arizona. Moisture and energy associated with the tropical system will spread well inland across the desert southwest and also the broader Four Corners region, including the Great Basin and the central and southern Rockies. Heavy rainfall will impact many of these areas, and there'll be occasionally significant concerns for flash flooding. The heaviest rainfall amounts will be across the Mogollon Rim of Arizona, where storm totals may reach as high as 6 inches. Meanwhile, a cold front will drop across the Pacific Northwest with showers and drop in temperatures. In fact, some snow is expected farther east over the higher terrain of northwest Montana as the front crosses the region in association with an upper-level trough. And in the Pacific Ocean, two Category 5 tropical systems are on the map. Super Typhoon Kongrei is located about 550 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base, Okinawa, Japan, with 160-mile-per-hour sustained winds. And Hurricane Walaka also has 160-mile-per-hour sustained winds in the central Pacific Ocean, 190 miles south of Johnston Island, which is about 800 miles southwest of Hawaii. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers or thunderstorms in the upper 70s, Boston cloudy with showers and late-day storms near 60, and in Buffalo showers, some of them heavy, and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 45, the record high, 85, set in 1927, and the record low, 30, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:35 p.m. 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 50s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows right around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the mid-50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine, upper 60s to around 70. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s to around 80. Mostly sunny, back to the mid-60s Friday. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Saturday. And the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday and Monday, but mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Sunday, lower 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.